finding yourself in the same predicament over and over and over again. And you think to yourself, how many more times can I go through this? Why does this keep happening to me? That vicious circle that you keep finding yourself in. And how you do anything is how you do everything, right? And you're going to keep repeating the lesson until you learn it. And for some people, that grade gets worse and worse, or it stays the same, or it goes up because you're learning. You're opening up your mind. You're feeding your brain the tools that it needs to pass that test. Just like a chronic dieter, right? I dieted for 40 years. I dieted. And then right after I was done losing the weight, I would go right back to the things that made me fat. Now, in 2020, right? If you want to be overweight, that's completely your right. Okay? So I can't stand it when people say it's fat shaming. This podcast is about me. It's about me. I am very uncomfortable when I'm overweight. I don't like it. I feel sluggish. I feel like a gigantic boulder trying to squeeze into some jeans. I don't like being overweight. Now, if you want to be overweight and, you know, you feel more powerful, more beautiful, whatever it is that makes you happy, you do it. Now, this is for the people that struggle like I do and don't want to give in to chronic illness that targets being overweight. All right? You can't dispute statistics and facts. Now, are there exceptions? Absolutely. There are people who can, let's say for instance, smoke their whole life and never get cancer. Right? It happens. There are people who can be overweight their whole life and never get a chronic disease. And those are, again, exceptions to the rule. But for me, it brings me down. Being overweight brings me down. But, got off topic there. Get all passionate, people. Extremely passionate. Finding yourself in the same predicament over and over, whether it be a toxic relationship, a toxic environment, because we have not learned the lesson to pass to the next thing, right? And again, chronic dieter. Let's say you find yourself without a reliable vehicle. How did I get here? Right? Sometimes you're just desperate. You buy a $1,700 car and it lasts you a month, right? And you find yourself without a ride, can't get to work, get fired. You know, how do I keep myself from this happening again? Sometimes you got to find a closer place to work, and it's not easy to save when all of it goes, right? Just trying to keep your head above water. And for some people, they're breathing through a straw because they're already underwater. And that hopelessness sinks in. Same thing with a relationship. Why can't I find somebody who understands me? Sometimes you don't understand yourself. And you ignore red flags. And you only want to see the good in people. I don't know anybody who's perfect, and I don't know anybody who can read my mind. Now, again, how do I find myself in these predicaments, and how do I keep myself out of it? You watch, you study,
and you take notes extensively on how not to be there, right? And it's difficult. It's difficult to open up your mind when you only know one thing. It's time to start gathering those tools that are going to keep you from finding yourself in situations that you absolutely hate, right? I'm going to work 2-3 jobs if I have to earn enough money to buy a reliable car. Or I'm going to have enough money to buy a cheaper car. I don't have a payment on it, but I have the money if something goes wrong, right? What is the goal? What is the plan? I'm going to find myself a partner who, A, doesn't want me to change, loves me just the way I am. And I, in turn, aren't going to want them to change. I'm going to love them just as much as they love me the way I am. Because asking somebody to change is going to be an absolute fucking disaster. Right? Just like losing the weight. You know what? This is what I have to do to lose the weight. This is what I got to do to keep it off. You can't go back to the way eating all that crap food, right? It's going to be an absolute fucking disaster. So, how you do anything is how you do everything. And it's really hard to get to that mindset if you're not willing to accept what it takes to get there, right? And an attitude. Right? Attitude is everything. Who wants to be around somebody who's constantly bitching, starts something, and then just quits? Being accountable for your choice, because they're all choices. They're all choices that we make to get to where we want to be. Right? If you are in a corporate environment, and you go to another corporate environment, chances are you're going to find yourself hating life again. Find out what it is you want to do that you're passionate about. Do what you got to do until you get there. If there's anything that breaks my heart, is watching people settle. Settle. Right? Let's say you get a minimum wage job at a fast food restaurant, you know, and the hippie taught me this. You hate it there, and then you go to another fast food restaurant. What makes you think it's going to be any better over there? Again, there's exceptions to the rule, but I want you to think about it. Some people have a type. I love bad boys, but God damn it, they're bad. Well, they're bad for a reason. Think about that. Think about what you really want out of life. And really, it is all about planning. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. They're riding by the seat of their pants, right? Whee! It's all fun. Be spontaneous. You know, whatever happens, happens. That's all well and great. If you got your daddy's money, or you're sitting on a pile, woo! Right? But for the rest of us, you know, I saw this meme the other day about most of us are 3 months from being homeless. We're not 3 months from being millionaires. Right? Think about that for a second. Most of the majority of us are 3 months from being homeless. We don't have the funds to keep us off the street if something happens. Right? Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, 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 oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Coming over a hill. Somebody's in the ditch. Woo! Somebody's in the ditch. There's nothing but ice. luckily, I had the footage to slide while I'm downing my brake, and they had the other side of the street, because it's a two-lane road. The other cars were stopped so that I could go around the police car. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Being prepared for an accident. Wow. They already knew that was going to happen for somebody like me coming over the hill. There was no stopping me. None whatsoever. And luckily I was able to go to the oncoming lane that they had blocked off. I was like, okay, I'm going to be down there in the ditch with that other person. Whew! Thank you, law enforcement, for thinking ahead. Thank you. All right. So, wow. I'm still kind of, didn't see that coming this morning. Learning your lessons, right, when life has something to throw at you. So being prepared. I wasn't prepared for that this morning. Luckily, I went around it. Kind of like life. I was able to get around that this time. So think about what you're dealing with right now in your life that you're not happy with. Because, right, happy people are in good balance, mind, body, spirit. Where are you struggling? Where is the lesson? Are you willing to learn that? Are you willing to give up what you know and start trusting the process to get you where you need to be? That's your lesson for today.